This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ulagah Church of Christ in Ulagah, Oklahoma. You're listening to A Few Minutes with Truth with Jesse Dickinson.
Friends, it is said that at St. Margaret's Bay in the southeast of England, there is a well which is always covered by the sea at high tide. Strangely enough, however, its water remains fresh and pure, uncontaminated by the briny waters of the sea. From the hills above, it has a constant supply of fresh water pouring into it, which effectively prevents the ocean from flowing in. One of the Beatitudes taught by Jesus is found in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Since God is pure and holy, it is right for all men and women, boys and girls, to seek purity in heart. Socrates must have had this in mind when he wrote the following short prayer to his pagan gods. I pray thee, O gods, that I may be beautiful within. Are not Christians praying for a pure heart when they sing, Pure in heart, O God, help me to be? The pure in heart will want to devote their lives wholly to God and to Christ. Those with sinful hearts, those without purity of heart, seek the ways of the devil. But the pure in heart seek the things of God. Even the most faithful Christian will be tempted to embrace impurity, but will look to God for help to purify and keep the heart pure. First, one purifies his heart when he becomes a Christian. His faith leads him to repent, confess his faith in God's Son, and be baptized to have his sins washed away, Acts chapter 22, verse 16. He is made pure because he has obeyed God's will and has reached the blood of Christ, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Man cannot cleanse himself of sins apart from God. It costs God so much to provide purity to those who seek it. In fact, it cost him the very best, for he gave his only begotten Son as a sacrifice for sins, John chapter 3, verse 16. When one obeys the gospel, which Paul says is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1, verse 16, he becomes a new creature in Christ and is thereby cleansed of all sin. The life and heart of the Christian are kept clean from that moment forward by the same precious blood of Jesus as he walks in the light as he is in the light, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. He will try hard to overcome sin and constantly pray for forgiveness when he does wrong. Thus, with God's help, purity of heart can be found. The way of man is froward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 8. Friends, have you been made pure by the blood of Christ? If you must answer no, the blame cannot be on Jesus because he has provided the way to be forgiven. If you will only respond in faith and obedience, have you failed to walk in the light as he is in the light? Are you walking in the darkness of sin? Jesus did not leave you. You left him. Please repent and return to your first love. We stand ready to help you anytime, night or day. Just let us know. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study his divine will.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.